It is the review of Neil Atkinson, Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers. Loads to get stuck into, absolutely loads to get through. We're going to be doing that for you right now. We'll start, as we always do, with our approaches. Sean, the manager goes Milner right back, chooses that one, knows that that Palace got pace in wide areas, so therefore he goes Mane right. And does this inevitably lead, do you think, in his mind, at least for this game, to Keita left?
Yeah, I think so. I think you saw against United that we put Klein in and understandably put Mane over. And I've seen a bit of talk on the internet that, by the way, the engagement with the fans, like the review and the rap this weekend, has been really good.
Been really so nice. Thanks
more
to everyone.
Of that. Yeah. It's nice compliments, but also a lot of good questions and theories and things like that and feedback and stuff. And I don't think it's so much about Mane sitting in front of Klein in the traditional sense that we all think about, like our high school footy teams and giving that kind of protection. I think it's more about the other way, that if you've got Mane on that side of the pitch, he does do a shift going back when he can, but it's more about the fact how exposed do they want to be on the side of Sadio Mane. And I think that's a big element. And I think, like you said, do you experiment with Shaqiri on the left, which he's not really done yet, or do you use it as an opportunity to put Keita in there? So I think that forces his hand a little bit in terms of his selection. He does have choices at right back, and we're all assuming that kind of Milner's a guaranteed. I think the issues with the other centre midfielders is what forces his hands. I think he could well have maybe put Fabinho over there. But then you're looking at maybe goes Henderson Keita like he did against Burnley. And I think this is, he's got to go, do a go Fabinho right back and Keita in the middle, which I think he's uncertain on both. Or do a go Milner right back and Fabinho in the middle, which I just think he's more certain on. And from an excitement point of view, I'd have rather seen Keita in midfield than Fabinho on the right. But as a manager, I wouldn't have done that.
it's one of those that's easy to say. Inevitably leads to some degree to Keita playing off the left, Dan. I think that is there, or not inevitably, but it does lead there. Palace have set up an approach versus City. It was noticeable they had Zaha central. Against us, he goes left. To me, he looks happier left. I think the other thing as well about Palace is that back four, we're going to come back to mention it a couple of times during this show, I suspect. It's fair to say, you know, it's such a stable unit, that back four, and he can put his faith in it.